This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are mixed at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 43 points or 0.3% at 14,775. The NASDAQ flat at this moment, and the S&P 500 down 0.1%. Home prices, though, rose by the most in almost 7 years in February. That's according to the S&P Case-Shiller Index out this morning. Prices were up 1.2% since January and 9.3% from a year earlier. Gus Fauché is senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group, and he's with us live now from Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a 9.3% jump, Gus, that sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely good news for the housing market, and it's good news for homeowners. Homeowners are wealthier. That will enable them to spend a little bit more, and so that's positive for economic growth over the next year or so.
And the big gains were in Atlanta, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. I wonder if these are ordinary people buying homes and sending prices higher, or is this investors that are buying homes, as we've heard about over the last year or so?
Some of it is investors coming in to take advantage of lower prices and the opportunity to buy and perhaps turn these properties into rental properties and then get a gain when they sell them. But more of it, much more of it, is actually from consumers who are deciding that interest rates are low, that prices are starting to move up, that the labor market is improving, that rents have moved higher, so this is a good time to go out and buy, and they're taking advantage of the very high affordability right now.
What do we know about foreclosures and short sales, which have been helping to drive the market a little bit recently?
Yeah, foreclosures and short sales are declining as a share of total sales, and that's contributing to the price gains. When a bank takes over a house, they don't want to hold it on their books. They want to get rid of it, and so they sell it at a discount. Now that it's fewer short sales and foreclosures, we have less downward pressure on prices. That's creating a positive self-reinforcing cycle where we have price gains, fewer people underwater, fewer foreclosures and short sales, and then that in turn boost price appreciation further.